What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What I heard yesterday from a national radio host is, like, takes the cake. It is one of the dumbest things. We can just get to it now, actually, and just get it out of the way. Rob Parker hosts a national radio show on Fox Sports Radio, which you hear sometimes right here.
Yes.
A 96.5 The Fan. We're not on local. We carry national programming. You guys know that, overnights and otherwise. Rob Parker said this about the Chiefs' loss and Andy Reid's future.
Andy Reid should step down as head coach. And you're going to be like, they just went to the Super Bowl three times, Andy Reid, blah, 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 blah. This is not a one-game reaction because they lost in the Super Bowl and they got boat raced and it was 40-6. Where were the adjustments? Where was the game plan? I'm not a football coach. Mm-hmm. Guys who are football coaches and question the game plan. No running game to start at all. And then you get behind, you got to pass. This is what he did in Philadelphia all the time. Pass happy. Always throwing the ball. They got tired of that in Philadelphia. Number two, this fall off the cliff is 2 years in the making. Last year, they won the Super Bowl, so it kind of covered up how bad things were. You remember with the receivers and the struggles and Patrick Mahomes. Here's another year. Andy Reid is supposed to be an offensive genius. Why is Patrick Mahomes struggling so much when you can't figure out a way to get him off and to get him to be not 50 touchdowns and throwing every ball downfield, mm-hmm. but way better? Can you admit that Patrick Mahomes hasn't been the same quarterback the last 2 years? Andy Reid is supposed to be that guy, and yet we haven't seen it. It's been a nice run. The last 2 years have been disappointing. Regular seasons. Yes, they went to the Super Bowl. Yes, both those times. And yeah, I'm not talking about the last 2 years. And this year, they got embarrassed.
That was Rob Parker on Fox Sports Radio yesterday. Real quick, I'll address the park because I know we'll get the text. We even said they didn't make good adjustments. They didn't make any. Like I don't disagree with that portion of it. That's the only part that makes sense of the entire thing. Did the Chiefs make adjustments? No. Was the game plan bad? Yes. All that is true. However, when you start with that, I can't take you seriously. You're either the biggest phony, and you don't believe what you're saying. You're the biggest phony. You're just doing it. So I guess here we are playing audio of your show. You're just trying to get attention. Or quite honestly, and I've never met Rob Parker in my life. I'm sure he's a very nice guy. Or quite honestly, you're a freaking moron. It's one of the two. You can say about the game plan stuff, that's fine. But the minute you suggest that they've been falling off a cliff for 2 years when they were coming off back-to-back championships, and they were closer to a three-peat than anybody has ever been in NFL history in the modern era, you're an idiot. Or you don't believe what the hell you're saying. And I, quite honestly, I think it's probably more that. And that's what sucks, unfortunately, with how some of this stuff has gone recently. But that's absurd. Has Mahomes not put up the numbers recently? We've talked about that. Has the offense been as explosive recently? No, we've talked about that. But the idea that Andy Reid should step down is just absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And he refers to the last two regular seasons. Hey, you know, Rob, you're smart enough to know this. You're watching the games. You cover the sport. The Chiefs won the last two Super Bowls. So regardless of how the regular seasons looked, they still got the job done in the end. And, like, if they don't make a Super Bowl for the next 2 years and it's some of the same issues, okay, Rob Parker has this take and it makes a lot of sense 2 years from now if that's the case. But to say it as if they haven't won the last two Super Bowls and it's been a serious problem where, yeah, the regular season, sure, it hasn't looked that great, but I think, you know, all the conversation that we have here is it's evidently a more of a local thing than anything else. The Chiefs don't care about the regular season because the division's so freaking easy the last few years. It's been, you're going to get to the playoffs eventually. That's when the season starts. It doesn't matter whether you got to go on the road or whether you're hosting. The regular season stuff means absolutely nothing to how the last two seasons have gone for them.
We had a discussion yesterday, Drew. I mean, I think everybody in Kansas City, I know I see it on from you guys as well, that text in, like, I think everybody has acknowledged that they have to get better in certain areas, that in the game itself, there were mistakes and they did not adjust. And there were both from a player and a coaching perspective that all can be true. But to suggest overall that the last 2 years, they've been just falling off a cliff when they won two championships and they almost just, you know, they were a game away, four quarters away from winning a third. It's just ridiculous. Now, someone said we should create a new game on the show, and I kind of like it. They said we should have. It sounds like this is a new game. Read a quote and ask idiot or troll. I kind of like that. You know, we just play it. Do we think they're just trolling or are they actually a moron? I kind of like that. We could do that a lot.
You would like to hope that a lot of them are just trolling, but
I think a lot of it is that
some people legitimately
there's
might
a few people that
things.
Might lack intelligence, but. Like on this take, I actually think it's trolling. For his sake, I really hope it is because it's one or the other. You're either an idiot or you're just flat out trolling and you don't believe anything you just said. I just the beginning.
Andy Reid should step down.
We're done.
There are a lot of people who are pointing out that there's a lot of good points in there, which I think that's very true.
The adjustment stuff. There are good points in there, yeah. But when you say he should step down, you lost me. You lost me in the beginning. The stuff in the middle, we've said, we've acknowledged. All right, up next, we get to the 11 o'clock hour. We may not be talking.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. I'm gonna wait.